and stop what I'm doing.
Yo, BG fucks with me, it's more number one to 10-2.
I just went out of Morocco to do some recruiting. For the government official, we'll plug with Putin. Got your twin sisters, yeah, squirt, they be shooting. Gonna get the squirt on the shirt, be a fool. They drank the wine bar, pop lighter bars on the move. I turned the bando to a drip store, what I do. I turned the penthouse to a hotel, oh yeah, yeah. I took the 54 hoes, had a stone fish scale. Hate to hit it off a fingernail, oh well, well, well. Got some bad shit in Israel, oh well, 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 yeah. I can't be telling no lies to you, let's jump on a boat, oh, yeah. When the leg goes, Nigeria, traveling coast to coast. Had to treat it like a Coast Guard, had a saber, bro, oh yeah. We got the oil money coming in, smoking out the vapor, yeah, yeah. She talking British when they can't understand, but I feel it, yeah. African gave my bitch a little 100 bands, I can dig it, yeah, yeah. Told me she getting back to the city, she coming to spend it, yeah. Got your twin sisters, yeah, squirt, they be shooting, yeah. Gonna get the squirt on the shirt, be a fool, yeah. I turn the bando to a drip store, what I do, yeah. I feed them racks to you like a monster, that's food, yeah, yeah. Sound like a sponsor, I'm a player, yeah, tell the truth. It's nothing I couldn't conquer, oh well, oh well, well. Got the hottest ones coming from Brazil, oh well, yeah, yeah. She seen a better side of me, she threw us a party. I got six sons, I'm a thun like their last name Marley. Go lay in the sun, put your hair in a bun, ride it like a Harley. I got that wine of wine spill, so they record me. I just went out of Morocco to do some recruiting, yeah. For the government official, we'll plug with Putin. Got your twin sisters, yeah, squirt, they be shooting, yeah, yeah. Gonna get the squirt on the shirt, be a fool, yeah. When I drink codeine, I get in my feelings, yeah. I don't wanna see you in the same place as I'm in. I like taking next seat, it made me and me, yeah. It made me get emotional with the bitches.
This is Everboast.xyz. Rockin' and rollin' tonight. It's been a week, and we back in the saddle. Myself, Miles Lugrode, rocking with Crafter, a.k.a. My Dick Run Hot, a.k.a. Black Jesus.
Skirt!
I'm so glad we're playing some Future tonight. So glad. He needed to be all up in the shit for a minute.
Yeah, we don't really play him enough.
Yeah, it's always Offset. It's always Migos. Got him, my boy Future. That Percocet. Molly Percocet. I've never really sat down and watched that video either until tonight, trying to like choose what we're doing for the show tonight, but I didn't realize how fucking hipster he goes. Like, I remember you showed me that video originally because there's a pack of American Spirits in it. But yeah, you watch that whole video and there's just these weird subliminals posted in. There's like, I don't know, a lot of like emo looking girls and fucking weird art. It just screams Portland hipster.
Yeah.
It hurts.
And he's got some shit in Israel, so you know, fits.
Yeah. Does he really, or is that just part of the song?
Part of the song, I think. Maybe he does. I don't know.
And he's pulling up with Putin and shit. You know what I mean? Future go hard. Government official Future feels like it's going to be appropriate tonight. We are from Boast.xyz, streaming to you on all the platforms in existence. Check us out on YouTube, Twitch, and DLive. All links are posted everywhere and all of the things. So if you're looking in one and then the other, all the links are there. And if you're just confused on all the fucking links, you just go to one place, verbose.xyz. Yeah. Fucking Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, what's Alex Jones doing?
Shout out to Alex Jones. Yeah. Alex Jones is going hard, man. He's definitely 100% doubled down in the fact that he does not have anything to do with the child pornography that was sent with lawyer papers involving Sandy Hook. It's funny how it crossed over. Like the propaganda became child porn, right? Just before all this shit is starting to hit the fan, it's like, yep, we're going to throw this back out as the demonhood. We're going to make sure that you remember that this shit's fucked up and this is the worst thing you could possibly do.
Yep. I don't want to disagree that it's one of the worst things you could possibly do, but it's so easy to be set up with possession of that as well. Like, shouldn't you have to at least prove intent or, like, prove that he was purposely trying to, you know, receive these things, not just it happened to show up in an email, which anyone can send you, anyone can spam you with, you know, I don't know.
Right, like, history of it, even. Like, search histories from past times, like, they gotta have all that shit. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't want to just be jailing everyone, calling everyone a fucking pedophile who visited 4chan. You know, like, you want to fucking arrest the ones who are actually a threat to children. You know.
Yeah, you don't want to like arrest every single Bitcoin owner in existence. Just the guy who posted the fucking child porn to the blockchain. Just that guy.
Exactly. I think that's the way to go. Like, you need to go after people with negative intention. You know, not someone who happened to be on the wrong internet website or stumbled upon something or was targeted by someone. Like, it's too easy. If you look at news articles, there's been lots of people targeted by stuff in divorce cases and a whole bunch of things.
Huh, that's fucking crazy. You never think about that. But it's just so blatant in our face, you know. You see that with a lot of people. That's how they bury him. How did they not get fucking sleepy / creepy Joe? You know what I mean? All that footage of him just like, and audio of him like weirdly groping girls, you know?
Yeah.
In public too, like just no qualms about it. And we just so easily forget like, oh, let's prop up creepy Joe to be the moderate in the race for the Democratic nomination. Like,
why in the debates can't someone just be like, hey Joe, why do you sniff all those girls' hair? You know, like, just ask him, like, fuck. Everybody wants to know. You're fucking weirdo, Joe Biden. You're fucking weirdo, dude. We don't want you as president. We didn't like you as vice president. Fuck off.
That's why Crafter 2020 is, because he's asking the real questions. Why do you sniff those girls' hair, bitch?
Yeah. You're fucking weirdo. You're a creep.
Yeah. So I think Creepy Joe fits better than Sleepy Joe. If you're going to go after, like, his actual, I don't know, demeanor, you could probably say, like, Seizure Joe. Like, Epilepsy Victim Joe. Like,
it encourages segregation, Joe.
I guess, yeah.
He's apologized today, though. He apologized.
Yeah, I saw that. It's not going to help him in the race at all. Like, all it's going to do is prolong his inevitable withdrawal, because Kamala Harris wins. She wins by virtue of the victim Olympics, of the persecuted Olympics. It's kind of weird, because now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, you know, we're looking for our new Jesus. Like, it's the Antichrist. It's the I'm the persecuted who's dying for all your sins so that I could stand before all of you and determine what your life is.
Yeah, my life is so hard, I can make the best decisions. Not like, my life was so hard, I am mentally scarred, so I'm unable to make fucking normal decisions.
Right.
And I feel that, like that too. Like, if you've had a really tough life, maybe you shouldn't lead people. Like, I was against John McCain becoming president because of he was tortured, which I won't deny him his place as like, you know, a military hero or whatever people want to call it. But once you've been tortured, your mind's been compromised to that point. Can you be trusted to lead, especially a whole country, especially a military? Like, you know, like, you've been compromised.
Hmm. So then Trump's your guy then? He's not traumatized in any sort of way?
I mean, maybe from his father.
Yeah. So no Islet then?
I mean, I wish Islet, but, you know, she seems to have lost all traction.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, she's just been totally... I made a few good points and then buried. Completely. I think Andrew Yang, too. Andrew Yang, there was such a hype, you know? There was even that contingency of white supremacists that were, like, all about the Andrew Yang, and it just kind of fizzled.
Yeah, but the Democrats are going to lose this election because of their behavior like this. Like, they don't like Tulsi Gabbard because she spoke out against the Obama administration. You know, so they can't, you know, support someone who attacked one of their own or something like that. And it's bullshit. I mean, and, like, even, like, people like AOC, I mean, like, people like her will never be elected again with new Democrats because they've changed the rules in their nomination process that you cannot, another Democrat cannot run against an incumbent Democrat. So, like, now you will not have two Democrats running against each other in like a small runoff election or in a Senate or a House race, because the Democratic Party will not give them the nomination. They'd have to run separate from the party. And that is really going to severely impact the way, you know, Democratic candidates are taken. Like, AOC defeated, an incumbent, you know, and it's just a real sad place when the Democrats are even playing the Republican card of trying to rig votes.
Well, it's interesting.
Maybe they've always done that, really. Maybe both sides have always done that and don't want to play legitimate politics.
But you can see a division there now, you know, even between Nancy Pelosi and AOC, where for once Nancy Pelosi seems like a moderate in the face of AOC. So maybe we'll see some sort of division within the Democratic Party where you see an independent group, definitely more leftist, but a radical leftist at that, but maybe like a breakaway from the traditional Democrat, so to speak.
Yeah, but like right now, I mean, if young people wanted to run and take a current seat, they'd be more likely to win on a Republican ticket than a Democratic ticket.
And yeah, 100%. 100%.
And that's going to really shift the election, and it seems like the Democrats are just shitting this whole election over Trump hate, and they're forgetting about working about politics or reaching a base, and they're just so set on insulting Trump 24/7.
It's so sad. That's, I was thinking about that with this Jeffrey Epstein shit, right? Like, bottom line, a lot of people are involved in this. Like, a lot of really wealthy, sick perverts that have literally created the fucking Alex Jones style, a la Alex Jones fucking conspiracy theory, pedophile underground ring.
Pedogate. It's Pedogate. It's fucking Comet Pizza, but just to a higher level, where it wasn't some shitty fucking pizza parlor in Washington, D.C. This is private fucking islands and Mar-a-Lago resort and fucking massive ranches outside of Albuquerque. Like, these are like real rich, popular places where they're abusing these children. It's not some fucking little pizza place. It's actual high level elite bullshit.
Right. But what pisses me off, like, the first news that we're hearing, like, I heard about this story on Sunday on Fox News, just like 8 o'clock in the evening. And it was super bipartisan or nonpartisan, I should say. And it was all like, Jeffrey Epstein's been arrested. You know, this is the details of the case. Like, four other people have been arrested in this. It was like straightforward, like, holy shit, this is going to be huge, you know? And like almost instantly it's like Trump knows this guy, you know. First you see Bill Clinton come out and have this statement of like, I only was flying on the plane, I've only flown on the plane four times and I've never been to his island. That was his claim, right? Comes out in a press conference, suit, like, realizes, fuck, damage control, I better come out as early as possible and fucking denounce, fucking disavow. And then it was instantly turned to Trump, you know, like, granted, there might be some sort of connection there, but aren't we missing out on a bigger picture here of like, who's actually connected to this entire ring of pedophiles, as well as like the massive amounts of victims that have been harmed by this, that what matters more, the restitution of this victim or like playing up a political plea?
Yeah, it's really weird the way they're trying to go about it. Like, they want to avoid the Bill Clinton connection, or even like him with the statement coming out, oh, I've never been to his island. It's like, well, none of the accusers have actually mentioned being abused on his island at this point. That is other conspiracy stuff that was mentioned a decade ago. You know, but the current accusers all say this happened here, you know, in the States, or, you know, at his Albuquerque ranch, or Mar-a-Lago with Trump. These are where the accusations are happening. You know, like, it's weird that they're not mentioning the island, but Bill Clinton mentioned it immediately.
Yeah, totally. It's almost like this little caveat in the whole thing beforehand, you know? It's like, huh, you've always heard about Lolita Express and the, you know, Jeffrey Epstein's private islands and fucking all this shit, right? And then before, like, you know, this is like day one, really. Released Sunday, Monday comes out with, you know, gets arrested Sunday, information released on Monday. He's out on Monday. Fucking, I did not visit his island. Like, wait a minute, what island, bruh? You know, but obviously these were things discussed in the prior case that were sealed, but have been like became common knowledge. But you know, that like telltale sign of those weird you know, breadcrumbs you get to the inside of what's really going on actually be spoken out loud and and true.
And now most of these charges are being, like, you know, the Florida charges originally were worked out a deal by Acosta, the staff secretary under Trump right now. He was given the job by Trump. He fixed this great deal for Jeffrey Epstein, so he would first serve 13 months in prison, you know, and barely have to have any impact for all, had no victim statements, didn't have to notify the victims of all these girls that he was accused of raping. He took the fucking deal. So obviously he admitted to doing it. And now New York is bringing all these other charges. You know, like, all these things happened in the States. It's weird. The island is just weird that they bring it up. Why? It feels like it's thou must protest too much, you know?
Yeah, totally. Like, and he went too hard. Like, there's like a documentable, I think 26 times that you were on that plane and you're still saying fucking four times, bitch. Like, and you're dropping island. So what are you trying to say, bro? Yeah.
Like, okay, you weren't on the island, but you helped him abuse chicks in Florida and New York, right? Like,
right.
That's where the charges showed up. He pled in Florida. Now he's being charged in New York.
Wow.
But it's a clusterfuck of craziness. And it's just weird that the Clintons show up again in another ring, like the, you know, Comet Pizza, Pedogate, Pizzagate, you know, fiasco, where, you know, working with through the Podesta emails, people came up with this big theory, you know, about a child sex abuse ring. And it's weird that that was connected to the Clintons, and now this one in as well. Like, I don't want to say they're both true. There's no evidence saying that. But it's weird that they both get connected both times. It's not like there's a whole bunch of other politicians out there always getting connected to this shit. Like, Jimmy Carter hasn't been connected to some fucking pedophile ring. Ronald Reagan probably hasn't either. But the Clintons always show up in this stuff. And it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker, I don't know. He's supposedly a very devout Christian. So, maybe he didn't know, and maybe he just likes hanging out with other rich people.
Huh. How many times was he on the Lolita Express?
Once.
Okay. Interesting. That would suck to bury Chris Tucker. That's weird.
Yeah, but I mean, if he did it, whatever, fucking bury him. Same thing with Alex Jones, you know? If he did it, fuck it, charge him. But if you can't prove that he had intention for anything, you don't have much. Jeffrey Epstein obviously had intention every time. Now with what they seized from his house, with, like, documented, like, discs inside of a safe labeled with, like, girl's name and age. I mean, this guy's obviously going to fry. If he didn't have the money that he did, he would already been looking at hundreds of years.
That's, fuck, dude, like, that sucks that in this case, yet again, age wins. You see that kind of with Cosby, and now you're seeing that with Jeffrey Epstein. Like, 66 years old, he's going to get 45 years, which is like a death sentence. But what about, how about a death sentence?
Yeah. Like, they got to live their whole lives. They got to manipulate the system their whole lives. They got to be connected to elite people of all walks of life. They got to talk to models, got to bang models, and then fucking wasn't enough, had to fucking look for underage girls or, you know, children.
And that wasn't enough. Get fucking caught and then work out a deal between the state and the federal government, and bada bing. You're fucking due 13 months and probably cush land, and everything gets swept under the rug, and none of the fucking victims have been contacted or given, you know, any sort of restitution or a connection to the trial.
Yep. And now fucking you get caught with, you know, tons of thousands of photos possibly, and you're locked in a safe. Like, you knew this was illegal. You were keeping it hidden from someone. This was not something like left over from your own case. You were well aware that you continued to break the law and continued to violate the conditions of the plea deal. Even with such a sweet deal, you still could not learn from that mistake. obviously you are, you know, like you're a serial predator, and something needs to be done now.
Man, I feel like you got to be really sick to keep that level of records, you know, of the atrocities that you've created over the years. Is that really part of the whole shtick, you know, like fucking abusing girls and then like going through girls like water and then fucking stockpiles of photos of this shit?
Yeah.
You know, and like age ranges and names, probably hair color. I don't fucking know, dude.
Yeah, like a level of planning and understanding of how wrong this was.
Mm-hmm. And then yet still in the face of billions of dollars and actual truth and who this is connected to and being able to stop the amount of atrocities, I feel like yet again, this has kind of run into the brick wall of like litigation and fucking politics. And it's just like butted up against what could be like one of the hugest discoveries. Like,
yeah. And even if this takes no one down and it impacts no one but Jeffrey Epstein, it cements the idea like that money buys leniency, money buys connections, and money corrupts this country. And it's just like everyone knew it from movies and from cliches and stories, but it's another example modern day that shows how greasy and how dirty this country is actually running. And it's not this loving idea of freedom with this fucking respectable eagle looking out upon the land. Fucking like this is corruption. This is dirty. This is crony capitalism. This is not free market. This is abuse, by the rich and the powerful. Just pure abuse.
Wouldn't you think though that we're like our level of abuse is probably less than a lot of other countries' levels of abuse?
Definitely. I mean, a lot more South American countries or African countries, maybe even Eastern Europe countries are doing a lot worse than America. This is not by far the worst place to be. It's probably one of the best. But we should always be striving for better. And if we're just going to leave it as broken and corrupted, like, why have children? Why push forward? You know, why leave them in a rigged system when you could try to fix it for them?
Yeah, it's the corporation shit that fucks with me. You know, it's the big money that's involved in government and that dictating our destiny as humanity. That's what fucks with me. And for anyone to turn a blind eye to the amount of money and connections that Donald Trump has, you'd be a fool to say that he's not part of the swamp. Considering now even did you see Acosta's statement? Yeah. Like, I feel like in some ways, he's just kind of deflecting, and in other ways, he really is just like passing the buck on to the state. Like the federal government was here to save the day.
Yeah, and one of the other attorneys has already made another statement against his, saying that you know, Acosta's direct conversations with Epstein's lawyers is what derailed the prosecution, is what derailed the case, and what even made anyone else even consider the plea deal workable, because he was on the verge of making it so they couldn't charge him at all.
Wow. Wow.
And then in New York, similar things have happened. In 2011, charges against Epstein were brought up, and the DA made an unprecedented move of trying to give him really lenient sentence, not trying to get him charged, not making him having to register. And the judge even called him out on it, but these kind of charges kind of disappeared over time, and now they're showing back up.
Whoa.
So there's a lot of corruption going on, especially with this man. I don't know if he knows has dirt on these people, or if he's just bought them off, or you know what's going on. But for some reason, people tend to want to give him an easier time than others.
Right? I guess someone, if you think about it, someone that keeps an astringent amount of records on themselves, more than likely keeps an astringent record on their enemies and peoples of interest as well.
And like, I mean, the accusers have said directly that he, you know, would have them sleep with these other men and powerful men to use it as dirt against them.
Oh, fuck. So, like, sending these chicks out to basically seduce these dudes, and if they fucking buy in, then he's got them.
Yeah. Or it could even be just, like, one of those catch-22s, like, you know, like, either you do it and fucking I have dirt on you, or you don't do it. I'm gonna tell everyone you did. You know, like.
Huh.
So I don't know. I don't know, but it's He's done it for a long time, obviously. I mean, his party with 28 girls and him and Trump alone happened in 1992. So that was a very long time ago. But there was a party at Mar-a-Lago where it was just Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump, and 28 women. Women that are confirmed. All contestants and beauty contests and stuff like that.
So they're of age women.
Yes, in this example, in 92, with Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein alone with these women.
Huh. Fuck.
But
what's one time, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's life-changer forever, that one moment. Fucking imagine, we're billionaires, we get 28 women.
You just call her 28 women, you get half, I get half, maybe we'll swap a little bit in between, who knows how many each get, you know, like...
Yeah, exactly. And see, what happened with us is we'd end up like, oh, fuck, we're actually in a physical space together for once. We could, like, set up some sort of network and play some Xbox or something, or, you know, set up, like, a VR setup and hang out. 28 women just kind of chilling.
I mean, I could probably introduce you to your future wife. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein claims that he introduced Trump to Melania Trump. That he introduced
what?
Trump. So, I mean,
so Melania got introduced to Trump via Epstein.
Yeah, who is connected to, you know, Victoria's Secret and, you know, all those modeling endeavors.
Oh shit! Did she do modeling for fucking Victoria's Secret?
I believe so. Or at least some, you know, fashion show that, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was
involved. Damn. Damn, that goes deep. So if Trump is hating on Epstein now, and so the right-wing media is putting out that Trump is one of the earliest people to, like, cooperate with officers about information about Epstein. So, I don't know. Yeah, wow. That's fucking crazy, dude. To think that even his very, you know, wife is connected with Epstein. I wonder if he got first dibs.
Who knows? Maybe. Maybe.
God damn.
But, you know, it seems to finally be coming out in media, and finally seems to be people wanting to be interested and prosecute. So we'll see. Should be an interesting shit show.
Yeah, it should be. I'm just hoping that more and more people that are involved in this end up spilling the beans on people involved, you know?
Yeah.
I want to see. And, like, who knows what they'll uncover. If they're, like, literally rifling through all of his CD backups, there could be definitely blackmail footage as well. So other people will be... other people might be uncovered nonetheless. Whether it'll be released to the public, that's yet to be seen, especially considering his prior issues. Like, any other pedo would go down, but this pedo has fucking shit tons of money, you know?
Yeah,
he raised an industry on this shit.
And corruption at super high levels, you know, like the highest levels of government, and being able to buy off DAs and judges, and you know, it's next level stuff. Next level corruption. It's kind of just like South America, except with, you know, a little less violence.
Right? Fuck. Just sexual violence. And fucking grooming and shit.
Yeah. See what else going on. What else going on Trump-wise?
Fucking,
Supreme Court ruled that Trump can't ban people on Twitter. Appeals Court ruled that he can't ban people on Twitter. And now a lot of Republicans are suing AOC for banning them on Twitter, for blocking them. So we'll see how that goes. What do you think? Do you think an elected official should be able to block someone on social media because they disagree with them or because they don't like what they have to say?
No, I don't. I don't think they should. I think that all official government accounts should not be able to block anything, and all information should be able to be shared.
Like, currently, like, AOC has another New York congressman blocked on Twitter. Like, she can't see tweets from him, and, you know, like, he can't see hers. He has to see them through public posts.
No, I think that's, you could do that shit with your personal account, but if you're rocking, like, President of the United States of America Donald Trump account, you shouldn't be able to block anyone's shit.
Yeah. And the court agreed with you. They said Donald Trump can't. But now, I mean, what's going to happen with AOC? She's doing the same thing.
she should, it should be the same for her. Like, this is my thing about socialists, right? Like, modern socialists are the ones setting it up. And then the closest to what's, like, going on as far as the social control that they're putting in place, they will be the first ones that fall victim to that. The ones that were the revolutionaries, air quotes, revolutionaries that brought this in. Those are the ones that will fall first because they blindly go into it with these emotions, thinking that, like, we're doing good for the people, not realizing the system that, you know, they put into practice that fucking takes over the people. They'll feel it the first. They're the ones that were hanging out in these fancy, you know, like, you look at AOC and, like, the money that's behind her and the team that she has working with her and, like, her fancy fucking house in New York and shit. Like, she got it down. But how much money does it cost to, like, fucking Uber your whole fucking entourage around? And you still want to put things in this, such as the Green New Deal. I could at least respect Bernie Sanders, who, like, walked to work every day, you know? Did a lot of practicing what you preach. But if you're just trying to shove this on me, fuck you. That's my that's my problem with AOC. Other than that, I love her. She's a doll. But, fuck.
But it's also, I feel like a lot of people see it as a precedent. For saying that, you know, speech on social media is protected speech, and it's public, it's public space. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I wonder how that would go for Facebook and places like Reddit and Twitter in the future, and choosing what they get to censor and what they don't, you know?
Yeah.
Especially with political ideas.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I don't think that any, you know, I think that the true public space would not censor whatsoever, and everything should be there. Written into blockchain so that we can see it, so we can experience it, and we can experience our change over time. That's the only way that we're going to, like, truly come together in speech.
See, I think you just came up with a revolutionary idea right there. I mean, it's the probably the real true use of blockchain is that permanent, you know, an uncensorship, unremovable record, you know, that you can put mm-hmm. your political ideas down or your promotion of an idea, and no one can remove it. No one can graffiti over it. No one can shut you up. It's there forever. You know, and that's available on Bitcoin blockchain today.
Abuzi's asking, fucking, do you think Trump owns Bitcoin? I don't know. What do you think?
I would say yes. Maybe not, like, he doesn't, like, buy it himself or, like, check on the price. But I would say definitely whoever he's paying to manage his investments has at least some crypto.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting. Joe Rogan's got that crypto going on. Fucking... interesting. But yeah, I think that, like, especially, you know, you can't, it's a weird environment. Like, Twitter really is, represents that public space to a lot of people. And I feel like a compromise for what's going on now. Yeah, sure, have your private account, do whatever you want, block however you want. But if you're running a public account, like, for a public space that's held, it's your responsibility to field all information as it comes in and respond as, you know, as your campaign would. But for Trump just to block? Nah, fuck no. Block your personal account, bro.
Yeah, but if you're using it for any kind of official statement, you can't block anyone. You can't block anyone, even if they're the rudest, trolliest, piece of shit asshole that's going to respond and just say the horrible things, or just, like, post pictures of dead babies from anti-abortion things. Like, you don't get a choice. You have to just put up with it.
Yeah.
You have to look the other way.
Yeah. I dig that. I dig that. Fucking. Yeah, like, if we're not, you know, for lack of government, it should be total accountability so that the community, and that's the cool thing about that kind of collective cybernetic network, as it would be, is that so many people are looking at it and scrutinizing it, and their ideas are blossoming off of that, that in that kind of, oh shit, sorry about that. I'm, like, nervously fucking with some keys. Thanks, Boozy. Like, you, everybody's, like, analyzing that thought, and in real time, you're coming up with, like, the, you know, the consensus of what that, if that's good or bad, or if that works societally.
Yeah.
And it, yeah.
But the so censorship,
all the things.
I think it's any censorship, even small bounce on the internet or anything like this, it's a pathway towards disaster. Like, we're going towards a place, like, we already have to worry about violence. We have to worry about mass shootings. We have to worry about school shootings, workplace shootings, people going postal. And if suddenly you everything that you want to say is censored, if everything the way, you know, we just fire people and take away their jobs and push them to homelessness because of their un-PC opinions, like, aren't you going to increase the violence? Aren't you going to increase dissatisfaction? Or even worse, if it goes on long enough, will you no longer be able to recognize the signs of someone talking angrily, saying fucking horrible things, having fucking weird fucking obsessions with race or religion, and then targeting those people? Like, if they're not allowed to make any of these statements, how are you going to see the red flag? Isn't it just, like, acting like the problem's not there because you can't hear it anymore?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, ignore it, fucking stifle it, hide it, you know.
Yeah, like,
and now you'll never know.
Will the KKK and neo-Nazis just decide, you know what, fuck it, guys, we quit. We can't post on fucking internet anymore. Fuck it. Like, are they going to feel just like, oh, we're defeated, let's give up racism? Or are they going to feel more, you know, victimized, like, and more righteous in their cause? Like, it's justifying a whole bunch of hatred instead of just allowing them to speak and allowing everyone else to shout them down, allowing everyone else to call them idiots. You know, like, oh, these fucking bastards are taking our jobs. It's like, not really, man. Not really. What jobs? Like, what do you do for a living? Nothing. I take food stamps. You know, like, fuck, dude. I guess, you know, like, they're working harder than you still. They're getting paid fucking under minimum wage for this shit. What the fuck?
And they're getting way more taxes taken out. And it's going straight to the government, you know? Like, the average fucking migrant worker that comes in and picking tomatoes or, like, even doing construction somewhere, that fucking sweet boobsy, have fun at Twitch. It's a way better show over there, actually. Fucking, you know, the ones that are constructing the houses and making, like, higher wages, that shit's, like, going straight out to the government. Like, taken away from the check instantly. I think it's like upwards of 40%. How much do we pay in taxes out of our check?
I think like 24, 27, something.
So yeah, it's like 40%. It's something up there, and it's just straight to the government. And there's no, you don't get a return back at the end of the year, but you have to file. And that's based on your tax stamp. You come in here, you work, you know, off the books, as so to speak. That's how you're going to do it. And that's feeding right. That's like being more of a battery to society than it is a fucking leech.
Yeah, it's confusing. Like, you know, and when you look at the math of, you know, what it costs to take care of people, how much is going into food stamps compared to how much is going to military, or how much is going to welfare? It's a fraction of what you see going to other things that you just wouldn't approve of.
Right.
Like the amount of money funneled into Syria compared to the amount of money given to homeless shelters, and then you'll suddenly realize where the problem lies.
But homeless shelters, bro, I think it's more like mental health.
True, and that's really why homeless shelters and homelessness is a problem in America now, is our lack of mental health services, or progress, or care.
That indeed. So yeah, fucking let them all in. And all those taxes go to home, to mental health care. And then you don't have to take away the guns, and you deal with the homeless population.
Yeah.
Bam!
Bam!
Crafter 2020.
Vote for me.
Yeah, vote for Crafter. He's down. He's down to run the country. Miles Lower for Vice. It's going to be fucking incredible. But that's... That begs the question, man. Like, do we just have open borders and be able to issue these people in a tax stamp so that they can work, and that as they're working their process to becoming a citizen, are putting their taxes and their hard-earned money right back into the system? So if you're going to send back, you're not going to send back very much, and you're going to need what you need to survive, however you're going to do it. But you're literally a battery back into.
Yeah, I mean, and there's no other way I'm going to get some Social Security around here. Unless we bring in some workers who will pay some taxes, then I'm never going to retire. So we better figure out something. And a whole bunch of people just want to come in here and solve the fucking problem, you know, and work when I don't fucking want to. So I don't see what's the problem here. Like,
isn't that funny? Like, you think about like the average boomer that's like rocking on Social Security and fucking like retirement funds and fucking longstanding insurance, Medicaid plans and VA shit. You know what I mean? Like, totally good. Like, you can ride now. You good. Like, for the rest of your life, you don't have to worry about shit. Even if your parent, even if your kids put you in a shitty, what is it, old folks home, at least you're not going to die alone on the street or, like, die at your post working.
Yeah, like, as long as I have a bed and a roof, a TV, and my medications, why do I give a fuck?
Right.
And some Viagra so I can bone all them old bitches.
What? But do you think over time there's less and less chance of any, like the older you get?
Of any what?
Any vagina.
No, I think the chance only increases over time.
What? Really?
Yeah. Like time so divided older... by vagina equals more vagina.
But what about any vagina? Doesn't it become
oh,
more
yeah.
apt?
Yeah, I mean, you know, definitely. Yeah, I mean, more roast beef as time goes on. You start calling it prime rib just to kid yourself.
Right? Fuck. Oh my god. Speaking of Bitcoin, that happened earlier. Not speaking of two for one at Arby's, especially if it's not worth a Bitcoin.
Not talking should've about sold. Old woman vaginas, but in other
speaking
stacks,
of old women vaginas. And fucking saggy old sacks. That's gonna be your new nickname, bro. Saggy old sacks.
Saggy old sacks.
Crafter, aka my dick run hot, aka Black Jesus, aka saggy sacks.
Saggy sacks. That's pretty good.
Saggy sacks, man. Yeah. Hell yeah.
So in the saggy sack news of Bitcoin, saggy
oh,
sagginess.
Yeah. Fucking yeah, that it's getting pretty saggy in the market. Like
it's down two nuts.
I would say it's down two nut lengths for sure. But we watched it in the past 3 days go to 3.6, and I think we've dropped to 11.5 now. I'm sorry, 13.6, and we're dropped to 11.5.
Yeah.
So like 13,000.
That's like one ball, and then the other ball. Like fuck, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
No, I talk like this.
But I don't know, man. I think if you're sitting, I think that's the advantage now of fucking getting on one of these apps and selling away your soul is like instant trades. And being able to be like, oh, sitting at 13.6, fuck it, gonna sell. And you sell what you got and then you ride the wave back down and buy back in at like 11.6. Even if it falls again, at least you got that little bit of a boost.
I mean, it sounds awesome in theory, but I think it's like 1% of traders make profit. So, you know, hopefully you judge correctly.
It's just done it twice. I've watched this wave happen twice, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you think you can tell when it's going to drop again?
I was pretty close this time, like where I would have bought, where I would have sold. When I looked, I almost sold at like 12.7. And then when I looked at it in the morning when it had dropped, it was at before it had dropped, it was at 13.6. So I would buy back in like right about now. What are we sitting at? Like 11? Yeah, 11,448. So fuck, buy back in now after selling at like 12.6, 12.7. That would have been bad. What? That would have been like 0.01 or something. No. I guess I could. Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
I think some kind of math. That's like 84% increase or something. if you could time that correctly.
Yeah, if you sell it all, right?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't sell it all either. Like I like hang on to 0.1. So like, what is that? 0.06 or something? I have to look. It's like $800.
Goddamn math.
So yeah, I don't know. I think If you're looking at Bitcoin right now, stash you're sitting on, and you're not afraid to fuck around with like 0.05 to 0.01, it might be advantageous. And once you like hit 13 again, because I think that's where we're hitting up against. There's these huge swings, and it's happened twice.
Or if you happen to have like, you know, $12-13 million sitting around, put it all in Bitcoin, buy or sell whenever you want. It'll fucking, you know, change the whole market whenever you feel like it, and you can make a quick mill.
Can I take a small loan of 12 mil?
Sure.
A small loan of $12 million. That would be a fucking dream come true. Like, you don't even have miners, right? You're affecting everything with, you know, a theoretical, like, understanding of a value of a thing, you know? Yeah. It's like this concept of value, just fucking sell and buy at a whim just to see what it does to the whole collective cybernetic economy. It's fucking crazy.
I wonder how it feels to be the guy who transfers $12 million in Bitcoin.
Yeah, we should ask John McAfee. John McAfee, if you're watching this, come on the show. I'd like to apologize to you for not giving more credit to whale fucking.
And I would like to know what shit tastes like.
Would you?
I would like to hear the description. I really don't want to. But I would like to describe to me, you know. And I know he's eating shit out of a hammock. Like, that shit got waffle stomped from an asshole into his mouth.
Is it waffle stomped because the is like checkered over your face?
Yeah, like it's like, you know, like one of those, you know, like woven hammocks, you know, like you have to like jam that fucking turd through there. It's getting waffle stomped. It's coming out like a Play-Doh fucking little push thing, like pasta.
Oh my god, dude.
And then he eat it. John shit-eating McAfee. Please come on the show, though. I would love to hear your presidential aspirations. if you can convince me, I will wear a John McAfee mask, and I will go and start a John McAfee rally here where I live.
And same. But I also want to know, you know, like, fucking... Did you ever smoke weed with Gary Johnson? I just want to know that.
Yeah. And did you see Gary Johnson's dick? You faggot.
Is he a faggot?
Nothing wrong with that, by the way. But, you know.
Yeah. I think there's something very wrong with being a bundle of sticks or a purveyor of a bundle of sticks.
True.
If you're, like, the traditional fucking form of a faggot, like a useless piece of bundle of sticks, yeah, go fuck yourself, bro.
But if you just love dick or butthole or whatever, you know, that's cool. I don't care.
Yeah. If you eat shit, whatever, I'm still going to talk about it, but it's your thing, bro.
Yeah, but I really want to hear, you know, like, I want to hear about double fisting. I want to hear about shit eating. If any people have done some weird fucking shit out there, feel free to call in. Miles will give you a number. Call in right now.
Yeah, fucking, my name Jeff. Fucking, where are you at, bitch? I need to get you back on the show. I want to know if, you know, there is any midget double fisting. How much meth does it take to take the head of a midget in your asshole?
Yeah.
The world will never know.
Like, we could start a whole franchise just on this bullshit. We need to get My Name Jeff on camera with a midget head and fists.
Whoa. Now you're onto something. Streaming to fucking Pornhub for the first night, verbose.xyz with head midget fisting. Or, I'm sorry, midget heading, I guess you would say, call it. Methed out midget heading.
Jeff diving?
What? Kind of, right? Jeff diving, dude. Like, hands to the side, fucking... Put on your little cap, KY jelly, and just like arc right in there, you know? Bloop!
And if anyone's confused by our inside joke, which no one is because, you know, no one watches this, but go watch episode one again. Go watch episode one. Hear about fucking double fisting a man's asshole on methamphetamines. Go, you know, you're missing out on a big experience in life if you haven't heard this.
And if that audio really pisses you off, we're trying to get him back on the show desperately, begging you. So my name, Jeff, you watching this, hit me up. I know you have my number, bitch. Come back on the show. We'll buy you a midget and a kiddie pool and a gallon of KY jelly. Literally. John McAfee, fuck you. And I'd say I'm jealous, but I'm not really. You created the shittiest fucking bloatware company ever, made a stack and then got rich on crypto. And now you're in Cuba eating shit out of girls' assholes. And you've done it around the world. I would hang out with you, though. Same thing with you, Alex Jones. I want to know how the fuck you got hacked or who the fuck you work for that's putting that out there to fucking create more outrage around this so that we become desensitized to the idea of people getting set up. You see what I did there? That, like, that double mirror effect.
And,
oh.
And it could be anything. I mean, CIA has fucking operatives in every news station in America. They admitted in the 70s that they had over 70 operatives. There's been other fucking, you know, declassifications of military buying stories or slowing down stories in multiple places. Like, there's definitely an apparatus there to control media stories or to fucking influence things, you know, that is controlled by, you know, by CIA and other not so nice, you know, organizations.
It's so funny how many people in media are involved in the government, you know, because that's the weird thing. Like if you're looking to get into a government job, you literally can't talk shit about the government, right? But then for some reason, you know, you get into CIA and levels like that, and it's your job to literally swing something one way or the other.
Yeah.
And you know, to push a political agenda.
And subvert the government, subvert the rule of law. And it just becomes okay to do because they say the end justifies the means. But, you know, it shows in history that it doesn't. It never does. That we have to find an ethical way to try to progress and hope for the best outcome, not plan for an outcome and do whatever it takes to get there.
But those are the things that need to change, man. I think that's a big reason people look out to alternative media. But you can see an outfit like Alex Jones, still, there's a lot of money. There's millions behind that. There's got to be some sort of CIA insider on that shit. There's got to be some sort of communication going on there at this point. You know, it wasn't even a decade ago he was talking to top officials and getting this inside information from people in, like, you know, police departments and Secret Service and things like that. So someone is that connected through over the years. Obviously, you get to a certain point where you get cush and the money, and then suddenly someone bought your whole shit.
And now you're
pushing an agenda like anybody else.
Yeah, and you never know who you're hiring. You never know who intern you're hiring. You never know how skilled they are or how many people are actually working with them. You don't know. Like, you vote AOC in, and you're really electing, you know, a whole group of people and lawyers and corporate Democrats and a lot of things that you weren't really prepared for. You weren't voting one person in. You're voting a team of people. And sometimes a corporation might do the same. You know, they might hire one person for R&D, or they might hire one intern, and really they're hiring a nation state, or they're hiring an operative, and there's no way they would know.
Huh. Interesting. Man. This is giving credence to those auto hoaxers that think that everybody's an agent.
Yeah. And maybe even if you're not an agent, you're agent influenced.
Huh. Interesting. I feel like there's credence to that these days. But then again, like the average citizen such as you or I that gets like 1 to 0 views on social media, like there's not people that are planted amongst us, you know? The fuck do they care about our shit?
Yeah, they don't care about us. It's just you and me. You and me. And Gary the intern. What? When did we get the intern? Who's Gary?
Yeah, Gary. We're looking to hire a Gary. There's a Gary out there that wants to be the intern to do, you know, Jamie from Joe Rogan style Google lookups. That would be awesome.
Yeah, you can screen calls. We'll give you all the secrets and the codes.
Keys of the kingdom. Access to the repository.
Please make his identity named Gary.
Yeah, absolutely. That will be your role in the Discord, Gary. We need a Gary, guys. Fucking, but there are no secret islands. There are no underage girls. There are no 28 woman parties.
No.
And there's certainly no money.
No money. No one to buy off. Nothing.
Oh, fuck. I don't know, man. So we'll see what happens in the coming months with this whole Epstein thing. I really like to see the books, you know, the floodgates wide open on that. I'd really like to see a lot of people come down on that. Oh, fuck. Do you follow... You don't follow Owen Benjamin, do you?
No. I only follow me.
Yeah, true. Fucking Owen Benjamin, man. Like, I really feel since he realized or had the air quotes realization that it's the Jews, now he's just, like, gone total fucking... neo-Nazi. He said like the N-word 4 times on his chat last night, live on YouTube. fucking. But he really believes that Epstein, the reason Epstein got busted is something that has gone on with Trump's doing. Like Trump had his hands in this. He's the reason the pedophile rings are being taken down, you know?
I don't know. I feel like this one hits kind of close to home for him, and that's kind of dangerous. I don't know why he would do that.
Yeah, I feel the same exact way. So it was weird to see him see this right-wing pundit saying shit like that. Like, it's Trump, you know? This is Trump's doing. And everyone was like, well, he needs to build the wall. He's like, fuck the wall. Build your own wall. That's what Americans do. You're not a victim. Fucking build your own wall. Trump did this. He made sure that he took care of the pedos. That's the most important thing. Like, that was the message repeatedly.
It's just brainwashed on both sides. Both sides mm-hmm. have gone just full fucking retard.
Yeah, man. That one to me was borderline scary. I'm like, whoa, this is where you're at, dude? Like, wow, man. It also... this is the interesting thing about the Jew-hating side of the right, is that they also love Muslims.
That's weird.
Yeah, because Muslims hate gays. They renounce sodomy.
That's not what I heard.
Same. Same. But this is what
especially
this guy's feeling.
Like Iraq and Afghanistan, especially Afghanistan... And all, like, the soldiers and police having, like, little boy lovers that they'd be banging on patrol and shit. Like...
What the fuck?
That's, like they're, like, you know, gay fucking pedophilia shits in their culture. Fucking sick of Afghanis. Fuck you, Afghanistan. Anyone from Afghanistan hears this ever, fuck you. Fuck you and your shit and the shithole country you come from.
If you don't ride a camel, you ain't Shiite. Fucking, yeah, so I think that's a weird angle to take. Because, yeah, there's a lot of that. Even the way that he was talking to, he's like, Muhammad, peace be upon him. Like, he's a fucking Muslim now or some shit. But Muhammad himself, like, it's written within the Quran of him, like, laying with a 9-year-old wife and him being covered in semen all the time.
I don't know about the second part, but definitely the 9-year-old wife. Yeah, that thing's in there.
There's a book that's written from the 9-year-old wife's perspective, and she talks about Muhammad being covered in jizz all the time, and her constantly scraping it off of him. Yeah.
Whoa, that's gross.
Yeah, dude. There you have it.
That's a gross thing I heard all night. Wow.
And he literally justifying rape, saying that these are hardened desert people that are coming out to an area where there are a bunch of weak people. Essentially, is what he's saying.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, bro, you're literally justifying, like, it's one thing, like, rape and pillage, right? But it's another thing of, like, rape gangs, like, surrounding little girls at pools. You know? You want to think, like, oh, this is fucking, like, World War II, and this is the you know, Russian fucking bareback warriors taking over the fucking... Eastern Europeans and shit. No. This is more of the same thing. This is more children being abused. That's the whole thing that pisses me off. It's like both sides are wanting to ignore the worst fucking part of this. Like, it's obviously not a left or right issue. This is happening on both sides. We need to fucking worry about making, if you want to make laws and like restrict people's life, this is something to restrict. And this is something to make an example of. And this is something to shut down. And you shut something down that's a ring as big as this, you change the world in such a big way where children could be safe in a way that they haven't in a long time. Fucking imagine, dude, you're fucking a father and your 12-year-old daughter comes home with $400 in her pocket and she can't tell you where she got it. I would kill motherfuckers.
And in the end, it's just another way the fucking baby boomers are fucking now literally future generations.
Oh, fuck. Wrecked. Oh my god, dude. In so many ways. Even like the advents of like different forms of social justice. Like, this is indoctrination from like fucking baby boomers and hippies and shit. You know, just feeding into our culture and then being bred in and then solidified and then brainwashed to these masses. And then you're seeing the clash of these retarded ideas. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And then everybody in the middle is like a freak.
They just keep breaking everything, just ruining this shit, turning everything retarded.
Yeah, exactly. So come back to being human. Remember what that's all about. You know, remember what values are and what they really mean, what they mean to society. Yeah. Like, if you want to make any social change, let's make it that way. Not try to fucking tax me or tell me, what I can and cannot say.
And just, judge the world based on your experience. Don't take, you know, words on the internet as your experience. Don't take a video you watched as your experience. You don't know who did it. You don't know who filmed it. You don't know what the intention was. You don't know if it's propaganda. There's no way to fucking tell. And you have to judge based on your life experience. It's the only way to go.
God damn, bro. God damn. That's huge. That's huge. Because it gets easy to listening to on repeat this ad nauseum of news cycles and being able to feel for these people and see like constant images at coming at you, you know, like truly changing your mindset. But it's a passive way of understanding. And if you just allow it to overtake you, then you never come up with your own opinion. It becomes influenced by the outside.
Yeah, don't let someone else's morality or a group of people or a conglomerate or corporation of people decide your morality.
Right? How about that shit with fucking Facebook, man? Facebook is just like, taking over the public space. I think they put some sort of moratorium on all of Paul Joseph Watson's material now. Which is interesting because he just came out this video where like he's essentially being censored for the potential of inciting violence, and he's had like at least 4 death threats sent to him on Facebook of accounts that still exist. So it seems that like on one side, so long as you support that cybernetic collective's idea of what is right, then you can have a voice, otherwise you cannot. And yeah, sure, fucking enact violence on the other side because they don't believe what we believe.
And then again, like, what does he mean death threat? Like, has he never been on the internet? You never threatened someone to kill someone on the internet? Where the fuck are you? Are you not human? Are you just
I don't think I've ever threatened to kill someone. I've definitely I've definitely encouraged people to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Fucking kill yourself. Kill yourself, bitch.
But you've definitely said the words, like, into a microphone, I'm going to kill you, like, in Doom or Quake or something, you know? So, you know.
Maybe not.
You're violent person now.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Like, how much trolling goes on YouTube and 4chan and Reddit? Like, are you shocked when someone threatens death? Like, it's kind of weird. Like, it doesn't really mean much. Most people aren't going to follow through with shit. It's only the
And doesn't that mean... Does that mean you win too? If they got to the point where I'm gonna kill you, you totally won. You yep. like you trolled them to the point where they cried.
Yeah, well, to the point where they're like, I can't handle my existence with these fucking truths.
Fuck you, I'm gonna kill you. That's the only way to justify my point. Like, you win.
Yeah, I'm gonna get rid of you from my destiny and my world.
I was threatened once on an Amazing Atheist thread on YouTube. That shit was hilarious. Because motherfuckers trying to say that Muslims are liberals. I'm like, the fuck they are? Conservatives. They align with most every conservative value.
They do.
Sure, you might want to use social programs to bring down collapse. But that doesn't mean that you're a Democrat. Just saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, that motherfucker threatened my life after I called him a conservative. I'm not crying about it. Fucking hitting us up tonight. Thank you for watching us. We are the duo of Crafter and Miles Low Road, rocking verbose. We are we are streaming to all the things, recording to all the things. Check us out, verbose.xyz. Yeah, so fucking, we got John McAfee, right? Fucking Alex Jones. Okay. We all know that that Craig Wright's tears do not cure cancer because they're as common as your sink's faucet running water. That common.
Or get you out of court orders.
Right? Don't you think that there's some correlation with that too? These fucking like megalomaniac, like narcissistic rich people that think that they circumvent the law because they're the ones who deserve the place and the money and to rule things.
They act like their bank account was God-given.
Right, exactly. I think Craig Wright is another one of those motherfuckers. Case in point is like when challenged with facing the harsh realities that he's scamming, instead of like being like, oh, right, well, you caught me, or like, no, I'm going to deny, he fucking cries about it. Literally breaks down in tears. I wonder how many people get off on that, you know what I mean? Like, fucking they, in a drunken fit of rage, murder their girlfriend. And then they have to stage part of it and then fucking come back to it all crying. And when, you know, like confronted by the cops crying about it and they're just scratched off the fucking suspect list.
CSI.
I don't know, man. White people, don't white people cry? That's what happens and they get arrested for raping.
Yeah, white people cry.
That's... Yeah, see, black people are like, yeah, whatever, I'm going to do this. Yeah, take my mugshot. This is my third one, fuck around. Or this is my first one, I'm proud, you know?
Yeah, smile for the camera.
Exactly.
Send one to my mama.
Right? Fuck yeah, that's like, it's like a rite of passage, almost. And you're ashamed if you're white, you know? That's what black people do. They get arrested. If I cry, I won't end up behind bars.
What would your grandmother think?
Okay. Please don't touch me. My dad is a lawyer. And I'll have you know I won't settle in court.
Excuse me, sir. That is hurting my anus. Excuse me, sir. Please stop thrusting. Please stop, sir.
Stop thrusting. Fucking. I want billions in Bitcoin. I should have asked Craig Wright. I sold all my BSV, but now my fucking shit is stuck in an exchange because I can't. I traded the Bitcoin for Litecoin, and it's in. And my my address that I have is an M address, so I'm fucked. Stupid exchange.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's like
I have to get you an address now, I guess. Shit.
Hell yeah. I
have to be your savior.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Let me send you some Litecoin, bro. You could also send us Turtle or Bitcoin or Litecoin. Send us crypto. We talk good. Send us crypto. We should make t-shirts that say that. That'd be cool. So we got Craig. Okay, I had to throw in a little Craig Wright, right? Fucking Alex Jones.
Loser.com.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Fucking $22,000 spent for the domain name loser.com. Purchased from GoDaddy and instantly turned into an alias for the Wikipedia for Craig Wright. Check it out right now, loser.com. I'm going to type that in the chats. This has to be loser.com. Hit that shit. It's the best shit ever. Learn all about Satoshi Nakamoto. My name, Jeff, if you're out there, hit us up. Fucking, if you're in a pedophile ring, kill yourself. I truly mean that. And I hope Jeffrey Epstein fries. Alex Jones, I don't know who set you up, but I hope you didn't set yourself up or take a deal through someone. Seems weird, bro. Seems real weird. Also, come on the show anytime. I'm all about it. I want to hit us up, bro. Crafter, I want to hear Crafter debate you on interdimensional child molesters.
Master debate.
Yeah. Fuck you, Craig Wright. John McAfee, the question is, did you smoke weed with Gary Johnson? Straight Palestine, bisexual Egypt, the gay is real. Thank you for guys and gals for checking us out. We'll be around every Wednesday, 10 p.m. Mountain Daylight Savings Time. Verbose.xyz. We will catch you next time.